You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
You're listening to Women in Leadership Podcast, episode 31. Hi, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Welcome to another episode of Women in Leadership Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to reach your full potential. Do you have a dream for your business or your life? Yet, if you're honest, you really haven't had the nerve to get out there to turn your dream into a reality. If you've answered yes, you know what? Don't beat yourself up. You are not alone, as there are many women who, like you, they really have a big dream, a big goal, to make a much bigger impact in the world. My guest today is Lisa Sweeney. She's Executive Director of Business in Heels, and she wants you to feel good about changing your world. Lisa draws on her 30 years of senior management experience, where she's held various senior roles with Target, with Spotlight, and Best in Less. And guess what? She loves to empower women on how to maximize their professional and entrepreneurial impact. And the wealth of experience that she's gained in those corporate is now enabling her to network her way around the globe with Business in Heels. And on a daily basis, she connects with women who are giving it a red hot crack and changing their worlds. And their stories have left her with one simple piece of advice: be the next one to give it a red hot go. And on today's show, Lisa's going to share, take charge of your life, get out of that rut, why it's important to take calculated risks, and networking is your key tool for success, with 80% of jobs and 65% of new business coming from referrals. So welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. So pleased to be here.
Oh, look, you've got such a wonderful story to share and lots of insights. So you've successfully run multi-million dollar businesses in retail. Now, I believe also, too, you've connected 50,000 women to Business in Heels internationally, and that's growing from 10,000 in the last 3 months. That's really impressive.
Yeah, and it's just such a wonderful thing to see it growing and developing. You know, we're running online networking events now. We're connecting people from Lebanon and Canada to Australia. It's just been fabulous.
I mean, the technology that we have on our fingertips is incredible, isn't it? That we can speak. I mean, we're both in Melbourne, but you're saying you network with people over in Canada and Lebanon, and I've got so many guests over the, you know, across the globe too. We really, the world is our oyster, isn't it?
Well, the world's just a very small place.
Yeah,
and there's absolutely no reason today why women in business shouldn't be doing business anywhere in the world.
Mm.
The only thing that's stopping us is that we don't know people.
Yes. So let's dive in, because I know that you've got a lot of insights that you can draw upon, and you're out there, you're doing it. And for so many women, as I said in the introduction that I speak to, and I mean, in the past, I've had dreams and goals too, and it's kind of been on the back burner because of a lot of different reasons. So let's talk about taking charge of our life and getting out of that rut. What sort of words of advice would you have for people who are in that rut at the moment?
A lot of people just seem to think that they can't step forward, you know, that they can't do things. And so sometimes it's about taking that leap of faith and trusting in your ability to have a go and actually take that step forward and commit to something. You know, some people are just trying to overthink and overmanage and overcomplicate things rather than just simply writing, you know, steps out of what they want to do and what they want to achieve. And you're not going to have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a simple fact. Surround yourself with amazing people, because there's always someone you can ask. A lot of women expect to be able to do it all themselves, and that's just not, it's not practical. Get surrounded with lots of others.
And do you find that women tend, or we women tend to put so much pressure on ourselves to have everything perfect, to have all of the answers before we even get out there and start to take the action step towards achieving our goals?
Absolutely. And that's actually one of the biggest blocks for women in corporate. You know, women in corporate think they have to tick every single box before they put their hand up for the next role, whereas guys will do it after being able to do about 20% of the role.
Yeah.
And they're like, pick me, pick me.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're out there asking for it, you know, they often do get picked.
Yes.
So today, you know, women in business have got such a great opportunity, but you don't have to be an accounting expert or an IT expert. use some of the other people. And particularly if you don't like doing some of those things, do what you're really good at and then outsource some of the other stuff.
Yeah, that's so true. And often, you know, as we're writing down goals and the action steps, and I love the way that you've said that, you know, get it down on paper. And often the why and the passion behind what it is that we want to achieve can really drive us forward. And then people can support us. Someone else will be an expert in X, Y, and Z that we may not know a lot about. And let's face it, even if we could do everything, there's just not enough time. And that can also be an area that we can get stuck in a rut, trying to do it all ourselves. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as important as social media is to every business today, it's also like falling down the hole with Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a massive time waster. So, you know, my little tip is if you use social media a lot, actually budget your time, plan it, and,
yes,
you know, I've got half an hour and get out of there. Do what you set off to do. Otherwise, you'll find, oh, that friend just did that. Oh, that somebody. Oh.
Yeah. And before and you know it, an hour is gone. And it's just like, oh, my goodness. Look, I am guilty. Have you been looking over my shoulder, Lisa? I think we can all. Yeah, absolutely.
It's something to manage. And I guess as we embrace lots of new technology, it comes with pros and cons. And, you know, I wish someone had given me that advice, you know, a year and a half ago.
Yeah. And I think also too that when we put such high expectations on ourselves, or we compare, we look at what other women are doing and it's like, oh, it's so easy for them. What we don't realize is the real, the long hours that others has worked, the issues, the challenges. We've all had to go through that same thing, haven't we? And I'm sure that you've, you know, the successes that you've had, there's a lot of hard work that you've put behind that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, things go wrong. You know, there are a lot of experiences that you don't expect, and you need to be able to pick yourself up and decide what the next angle is and what avenue to take. So you need to have those plans in place. And, you know, if you're not failing, you're not learning.
Yeah, that's true. You know, what you've just said, I think, is absolutely key, and it really segues beautifully into the next point, why it's important to take calculated risks. And again, if we're putting such high expectations on ourselves and we don't want to what we call fail, we're never going to do anything. So let's talk about calculated risks. What does that look like for those of us who really don't like to take any risk whatsoever?
Well, I think it's very much about understanding your strengths and weaknesses, but also putting a figure to it. You know, a lot of people talk about their passion projects and get into business around passion and don't put any numbers to it. So you need to understand what you're prepared to risk personally. You know, and this is probably a big change for people when they set up their own business as opposed to, you know, working in the corporate world, and how long it, you know, you're prepared to let it take. Because setting up an amazing business doesn't happen overnight, and there are, you know, lots of stories which say it's a good 2 to 3 years of hard work to get things up and running, and that's if you put in. And it won't be the initial plan you start off with, won't be the final one. So making sure you map out in your own mind what you're comfortable with and what risks and challenges you're prepared to take. And then talk about some of them with some others to try and get a sense of whether your plan's totally workable or off in la la land.
Yeah. I love the saying, you know, follow your passion and everything else will fall into place, or the money will follow. But what you've said is just so key. I mean, the area that you may be passionate about, there's absolutely no market there. No one's willing to invest, or there may be a huge education involved in your target market, which means you've got to spend a lot of time trying to convince or educate people that they've got a problem. So yes, there is that calculation where yes, there's a huge need, but if no one's investing in it, are you going to want to put that much time and energy in something that really at the end of the day is going to take a long time, if ever, to get off the ground? Have you seen experiences like that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things is understanding trends in the marketplace and where the market's going. At the moment, women in business and utilising internet a massive trend.
Yes.
So if you're thinking your business is going to be, you know, maybe in another bricks and mortar retail store and you're not utilising online, or you're setting up as a business coach and it's all about your time and you're not utilising online, then you're setting yourself up with a very limited income stream.
Mm-hmm.
And what people need to think about today is how can they capitalise on, you know, using the internet to monetise their business for them and the marketing capacity that it has, rather than just thinking on something traditional. And I mean, they're saying now what in the next decade, 45% of existing jobs won't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So if we in business can't be nimble to take the opportunities, then, you know, you're missing the point. So you need to understand what your niche is, how you're unique, how you fix a problem for people.
Yes.
So that you've actually got something that valuable to others and make it saleable.
I think what you've said, you know, all of that's really important, and being aware and really monitoring and observing what's going out there in the marketplace, and the benefit of having smaller businesses. And for some of us, we are solopreneurs with a, you know, small team, unlike big corporations who may not be able to be as flexible and shift so quickly with the demands of their clients and even, you know, the marketplace in a whole. If we recognize and we see a need, we can quickly adapt to fill that need and provide that solution. And I think that that's, you know, another key way that we can start to use some of these online resources and tools we have at our fingertips to really observe and take note. What's going on in the marketplace? Is that an area of my expertise that I can contribute? And then, you know, offer a solution to that need.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you need to think about your business being beyond your time. That's a really key one, because as you mentioned before, we try and do it all and time is precious.
Yes.
And, you know, if your whole income rides on you and your time, then that's the limit, right?
Absolutely. You know, hindsight is a wonderful teacher, and I know that we're talking about taking calculated risks. Is there anything when you look back to some of the decisions that you've made that you think, goodness, if I had have done this instead, or maybe it's something that you might have done differently, or it's an insight that you really have learned through your time that you use now when you're making decisions and even around some of these calculated risks?
Yeah, so from my point of view, I often tend to focus on one thing exclusively to everything else and just tie myself up in the one thing. And so I actually now schedule balance. So whatever the new thing is that you're about to implement or promote, because I'm a pacesetter, I love coming up with new things and creating them and implementing them. I always now try and integrate them into the business with a set amount of time.
Yes.
That I allocate so that the other things don't get lost. Because, you know, you get really excited about your newest thing, right? And it's your passion and you're involved in it and you want to put all your effort and energy into that. And then a lot of the existing things get lost. And so, you know, I've learned that over time that I have a tendency to do that. and so I actually, you know, now schedule into my diary, okay, so, you know, I've got 2 days this week to focus on my new baby and
yes.
whilst the other things keep happening.
Yeah. I think that the key there, you know, is balance, having the balance, and that certainly is a huge lesson for me as well. I'm a little bit like that. It's like anything new, isn't it? You're just so excited and there's a lot of different unknown things, and for some of us that really drives us, and to the detriment of other things. So balance certainly is a great lesson that I can certainly say is powerful too. Now let's talk about networking. I mean, networking, as you've said, is the key tool for success. 80% of jobs, 65% of new businesses coming from referrals, and you really are driving ahead within this particular area. Particularly, we said before that you had your first online networking event facilitating businesses, you know, expanding globally. Canada, Lebanon, Australia were all on the line. So tell us about networking. It really is key, isn't it?
It is. And look, today, you know, for small business, having other people talking about you is what creates the buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And with the internet, you can actually, you know, you can network with people online, you can network with people through Facebook and social media, you can network with people face-to-face. At the end of it, having an authentic connection, having other people knowing about your business is so much more powerful than what you talking about your business.
Mm-hmm.
So 85% of your connections online trust what their connections tell them. So if you're putting your own ads out, you have about, you know, 30-35% trust rate, whereas if somebody else says something about you, then, you know, you're up around 85%. So what you need to be doing is getting people talking about you and sharing you with their connections.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the power of one to many. You know, you talk to one person and they've got another 10 people, and that's how you connect to your ideal clients. And today, you know, there's just so much information. So in order to cut through, you know, all that information people are getting, a network's critical, and they'll say, oh, you know, you need to talk to Anne-Marie about leadership and podcasts because that's what she does. And look at that, she's getting her stuff out around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's where the key is, because somebody else, and I go, oh, well, you know, that person clearly doesn't have a vested interest apart from obviously the fact that they respect you, so fantastic, I'm going to go talk to Anne-Marie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the power of networking.
Yeah. In that area then, talking about networking and really building those relationships, where do you see many women? I don't like to focus on the negative, but look, it's an opportunity for learning and development in certain areas. Where are areas that we really need to look at to take it, the networking, really leverage it to the best? What are we not doing well in that area?
So women are naturally nurturers, but some of them feel at a networking event that it's about business card slapping, and that's not it. You know, taking... less is better than more in this case. So taking the time to really connect with people, really understand their business, and then offering to help is how you start with networking. Networking's a journey. It doesn't happen instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to take that time to make that authentic connection with people for them to trust you.
Yes.
And as that happens, and if you can help them, you know, things then come back to you. It's not about going to one event and getting your business card out to 30 people and going, yee-haw, I went home and 30 people know about me, because they don't.
No.
And they're probably just a little bit annoyed that you didn't take the time to talk to them and that all you did was hand over a business card. So, as I said, take the time to do that, and then take the time to follow up. So if you said to someone you'll do something, then do it, because that is the very next step of trust and business, and it says a lot about your integrity as a person.
Yes.
So, you know, if you said you'd do something, follow it up, and then you'll be amazed at what will happen. Maybe go have a coffee with the person, learn more about their business.
Mm-hmm.
That are sort of things that networking really good networkers do.
Yes.
And I guess for a lot of women, the other side of them is the lack of confidence with talking about their business. So, and a lot of people focus on the what they do, as opposed to how they help other people. And everyone's providing a solution to something. So what is it that you really help people do? You know, I might be a photographer, but actually what I do is make you look amazingly good in your photos, in, you know, in the pictures that you're going to put online.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about how you help people rather than the what of what you do.
Yes.
That makes a real difference.
Yeah, those are such key points. Something else that I am finding still today even, and not just with women, but men also, after a networking event, they take your business card and then they think connecting and following up with you is adding your email address to their newsletter database, which is not.
Yeah.
That's an absolute no-no. Is that? Do you find that this happens to you too? And it's like, oh, my goodness, you get 10 emails that week and you think, this is from that event that I've just attended. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, look, you know, men often tend to network a little bit differently to women, and which is something we've recognised, and we kind of tailor our Business and Heels event more to women. But recognising that men actually like to do business with you straight away from the meeting is another important point for women in engaging with men in business.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you recognise that and kind of set the ground rules, okay, well, we'll have a coffee and let's talk, then you actually can overcome some of these things.
Yes.
I mean, you'll never stop the person that automatically adds you to their database. But definitely... recognizing that men want to, you know, rush the relationship. Yep. And maybe they've got something, you know, maybe you think, oh, wow, this person's really interesting. I want to engage with them. So, you know, take the stand. Let's have a coffee and we can have a chat further about how we might do some business. Then you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, yeah. It is really all about relationships, isn't it? And thinking about how would I like to be treated by somebody else? You know, respect, integrity, all those things are so important. And at the end of the day, it's the long-term relationships that you are building that can continue to, you know, to give tenfold back to you. Because I'm sure there are people that you are now connecting with, Lisa, all over the world that you've planted seeds with in the past. You've continued to show up, be supportive, be helpful in whatever way that you can. And people love to give back to you. There's this reciprocal relationship that begins. I don't know about you. I'm sure you're like this too. When someone helps me out, shares a resource, or whatever, I want to return the favor. You know, that's what I love to do. And that's really what networking is all about, isn't it? Building really good, solid relationships.
Yeah, and look, if you look at it as networking is about helping people. So if you think every time you meet someone, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you immediately get it onto the right footing. Or you think, what story does this person have to tell me? And everybody has this amazing story. I find it really inspiring to hear different people's stories because everyone's unique and different.
Mm.
And, you know, you think, wow, what story am I going to hear now? As opposed to, oh, my God, I've got another phone call. How annoying is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes it's in your perspective of how you tackle things.
Yes.
That makes all the difference into how the relationship goes.
Yes. And people can really sense that, can't they? Is this person really genuine, or are they, as you call, what did you call them, business card slappers? Or just,
yeah.
You know what? I was, some of my colleagues in the US were sharing a story where there was one woman who was just going around, breaking up groups, kind of, you know, interjecting herself within the group, handing out her business card, taking her own, and then moving from one group to another. And you know, she was remembered for all the wrong reasons, and here we are talking about her today. So, yes, you can make an impression, and you want to make sure that it is the right impression that you are leaving with people. So very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. What last word of advice would you have to leave? I know you've got many. We could talk about this all day, and it's such an important topic. But what's one word of advice that you would like to leave with people today?
For women, I think value your femininity when it comes to strength, perspective, empathy, all of which add value to you as a leader.
Mm.
So femininity is quite unique. A lot of women feel that they should be like their male counterpart. We're not.
Mm.
Be yourself. And I guess, you know, that's a key part of what makes us all unique.
You know, I love the word authentic, and it does get brandished around the place, but for me, it's very much part of who I am. I mean, authenticity is our skills, it's our gifts, it's what makes us unique. And guess what? No one can be authentic like we can. And when we give ourselves permission to shine, that's when, you know, incredible things can happen. Lisa, how can people find out more about you, about Business and Heels?
Probably the easiest way is to go to our website,
mm-hmm.
www.businessandheels.com. And it's a bit like a LinkedIn for women. So it's free to join. You can easily get your profile page up and start connecting with people that you don't know. You can make a virtual coffee date with them, or
mm-hmm.
the other place would be in Facebook. So if you, you know, check out Business and Heels, you'll find that there's at least 35 branches, and you can go to one of our fun events.
And I love asking this question of guests as well. What great goals have you got in store?
We're working on world domination. More goals.
Love it. Yes.
We're hoping to get at least 100 branches going across the world and 100,000 women connected. But what we'd like to see ultimately is a marketplace where women in business can succeed with equality.
And you know what I think is really empowering too is that women supporting women. When we hear so many unfortunate stories about the tall poppy syndrome and, you know, unfortunately women tearing each other down and so forth, imagine being able to do that in a way that we all empower and inspire and support one another, because, you know, together we really can achieve incredible incredible outcomes for not just ourselves but for the world. And I think that that's certainly something to strive for. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for inviting me, Emma. It's been fabulous. Thank you.
Terrific. And of course, please go and check out all of the details, join the network to find all of those links. We'll include them all on the show notes so that you can reach out to Lisa and become part of their community as well. AnneMarieCross.com/podcast31, AnneMarieCross.com/podcast31. As I've done over the last few weeks, I'm inviting one of my fellow Microsoft brand ambassadors to share their tech tip, how we can use technology or applications, whether it be the Microsoft Surface or an app or any process, to help us streamline our business. Now, by the way, if you are a Microsoft Surface Pro user or you do have a favorite app that you're using in your business, let me know and I'll do a shout out on the show to you. My email is podcast@annemariecross.com. So let's dive into today's tip. So today I'm joined by Leanne Berry, and Leanne's from Love Your Numbers. So welcome, Leanne.
Hi, Emery. How are you?
Great. So what tip do you have for us today?
Look, today I'm sharing a great app from Microsoft called Office Lens. We're all striving for a paperless office in today's busy world, and Microsoft has made it really easy to capture important information like receipts, documents, business cards and whiteboards. Virtually anything you can access with your camera phone, you can use Office Lens to scan and store that.
Fantastic. And so it is an app, so we need to download that. So once it's downloaded, how do we use it?
Look, really, you just click on the app. It's really, really simple. And that's what I love about it for a lot of my clients that are looking at an easy way to store their financial data or the little receipts that you capture from, going to the service station or that quick coffee when you're having a meeting or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you just start up the Office Lens app, capture that receipt or that document, and then it gives you a variety of ways to actually store that. And the thing that I really like about it is that it actually is very intuitive in being able to recognize what that is. So once you've scanned that app, you can store it in your Microsoft OneNote or OneDrive, mm-hmm. or send it to Word or PowerPoint or Outlook.
Yes.
Or you can save it as a PDF, an email, or even just save the photo to your photo library. Mm-hmm. So there's a variety of ways of using it, and it is really, really simple. Mm-hmm. So basically what it does is it turns your smartphone or your tablet into a fast, efficient scanner.
Yeah, I love the sound of that. So Office Lens, and of course we will put a link to that. And now I think you mentioned that it's available on a number of different platforms, yes?
It is, yes. It's available on the Windows phone, Apple, the iOS, and also for Android as well. And in the notes that I've provided to you, I've given you links to each of the three downloads.
Fantastic. And, of course, we'll put those in the show notes. Leanne, I know that you are an expert in bookkeeping and accounts and numbers, hence Love Your Numbers, and you're certainly using this in Office Lens. If we do have other people who are interested in connecting with you, how will they do that?
Look, in the document that I provided you, I actually gave you a scan of my business card using Office Lens.
There you go.
So that's got all my contact information on it.
Fantastic. And again, check out the show notes and do make sure that you reach out to Leanne and let her know that you heard her tip on today's show. Thanks, Leanne. Look forward to sharing some more tips from you on upcoming shows.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
So before we finish off today's show, just a reminder for those of you who are in service-based businesses and you really want to take your business from charging by the hour to creating packages and programs that you can either offer on a VIP or face-to-face or even have as home study programs, all you need to do is go to annemariecross.com/your-signature-program. So what we do is we run virtual and face-to-face breakthrough roundtables to help you define what your signature program is, because those steps, that signature program becomes your expertise, and then you can develop that into so many different product offerings and service offerings. And guess what? You get to impact so many more people in the world. Well, that brings us to the end of another show. I know that you've got lots of great notes to help you take your relationship building, your networking to the next level so that you can continue to develop great relationships to support the growth of your business, yourself, and the the clients that you are here to serve and support. If you haven't already subscribed to our show, please do that. AnneMarieCross.com/podcast iTunes. While you're over there, it would be wonderful if you would subscribe and also leave a comment and rate the show. That helps us get our message out into as many ears of women in leadership as possible and helps empower them too. That leaves us to say goodbye. Have a fantastic rest of the week. See you later, Lisa.
Yeah.